10th parag above Abasra, Mishnah Zion, 7th Mishnah. Shnei Achim, two brothers that inherited from their father. Echad Oni v'Echad Osher. One is poor and one is wealthy. Nichlam Avim Mechaz Beis Abad. And they inherited either bathhouse or olive press. Now the question is, how did they split it? So Osan L'Sochar, if these the bathhouse or wine press or olive press were made to rent out to other people, then it's cholem, so they rented out to other people and they split the profits. Also awesome, but if it was set to be used for themselves and not to be rented out, now we have a problem, because a wealthy person has enough money to use it, but the poor person doesn't have olives, so doesn't have the means to work this bathhouse. So Harei Osher Oymel Oni, the wealthy brother says to the poor brother, as far as I'm concerned, get yourself servants and let them work the bathhouse. Get yourself olives and press them in the olive press. In other words, in this situation, the poor brother can't force the other brother to sell it, because a wealthy brother could say, I want to keep it and use it for myself. If you can't use it, that's your problem. Shnaim shoyu be'ir echos. Two people were in one town. Shem echad Yosef ben Shimon and Shem ha'acha Yosef ben Shimon. They both had the same identical name, Yosef ben Shimon. So now we have a problem with documents. We don't know who was written to. So en yichoyim lahoytzi shtar choyv zel zeh. If one of them presents a shtar choyv, IOU note, he can't say the fact that I'm holding it is a proof that you owe me money, because maybe the other way around. Maybe that the other one does not owe him money, and the reason why this person is holding the shtar choyv is because the money was paid back. Also, somebody else comes with a shtar chayiv and says that one of them says, you owe me money, because it says Yosef and Shimon owes me money. That's also not a proof, because he could say, you know, I don't owe you money, the other one owes you money. If somebody has a document that says that Yosef and Shimon already paid him back, if they both owed him money, each one can claim that I'm the one who you have a receipt for, and he cannot collect from either of them. Kate said, yeah, so how should they set up things that we should avoid this confusion and people will be able to make documents against them? Yishaleishu, they should write the grandparents. And if they have different grandparents, then it will be recognizable who is who. Imhoyu mishuloshim, if the grandparents also have the same name, like Yosef and Shimon and Yaakov, yichtavu simon, they should make some other type of simon, that some type of recognition who is who. Mayim Sumanim, if they have the similar simanim, yichtu koyin, if one of the koyin, he should write, I'm the koyin, the other one is not a koyin. Kitcha, they should find some way of clarifying who is who. Ayim elivnoi, shtav in shtarese perua, a person who is about to die, and he says to his son that one of my shtaris is paid back already. In other words, don't rely on all the shtaris I have, because one of them was paid back. Shtaris kulam pruim. Then the son cannot collect from any of these people, because he knows that one of them is already paid back. But if the two shtaris written on the name of the same person, so we know that at least one of the two wasn't paid back, because the father said only one of the two was paid back. Therefore, we say that hagadol peru v'akot nein peru. We say, and since we're in doubt, he cannot collect the larger of the two, but at least the lesser of the two we can collect, because Maman of Shach, that money is still owed to him. Person who loans money to his friend, and he took a cosigner to guarantee that it'll be paid back. Lo yifram in Orif. The Gemara says it means that Stam Orif, you can't collect from the Orif unless you first try to collect from the one who borrowed the money, and he doesn't have any money. But if he does have money, then you first go to the one who borrowed the money. If they made a condition in the first place that has right to collect from any one of either the Orev or the Loiva, want to borrow the money equally, then Yifram and Orev, then he's entitled to go straight to the Orev. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, Omer, Shimon Gamaliel says, "Im yesh nechosim leloyve ben kach ve ben kach lo yifrim min ha'arif." Shimon Gamaliel says that if the Arif did have money or property to pay from, then even if you said that nosach that I could collect from whoever I want, still you go first to the loyve before you go to the Arif. V'chein hoyer Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, Omer, Arif le'isha v'ksuvasa. For your bala megalsha, somebody's an arev, a cosigner, for a husband to pay back a ksula for his wife, and the husband wants to divorce his wife, and the wife will collect the ksula. Yet direno ano, we should make the husband make a neder that he'll never remarry this woman. Shema yasu kedunya ala nechosim shezev yarzus isha. We're concerned that this husband and wife are playing a trick on this cosigner, and what they're planning to do is they're going to get divorced, collect from the cosigner, and then get remarried again, and now have the money from the cosigner. Therefore, he has the right to demand her husband should make a neder not to get remarried, and therefore, if they really are planning to get remarried, he will not divorce her in the first place. As we said, the halacha is that if he sets up the arvus, the cosigner, in a fashion that it's explicit that the cosigner told him, give to him and I'll pay back, then he has an equal status of the loiva, and the malva can collect from either the loiva or the arav equally.